A man in custody following what is being described as an assassination attempt against former president and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. And joining us this morning with his thoughts is security and counterterrorism expert Colonel David Gavigan. Colonel, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan.
So it appears that this would-be assassination attempt was stopped before anything happened.
Very fortunate. Extremely fortunate. The FBI is starting to, rather the Secret Service is starting to really expand out their coverage, but it's still not what it should be, but it's getting there.
And it seemed, and this was basically because the agent noticed just the end of a rifle, so that was quite an unusual, I mean, that's quite a thing to spot. I imagine that's not easy.
It probably wasn't easy, but he immediately took it under fire, which was good. Of course, the person fled and was captured. But any visiting dignitary today has to be very concerned about people trying to harm them. And we're seeing this more and more now. I was really involved when the papal visit, Dan, I don't know how old you were, but in 1979, when the Pope came into Boston, I was the battalion commander of an MP battalion. I had all my troops in Boston, and we had threats to the Pope. We had word that there was a possible shotgun in the crowd at one point, and another point they had to change the Pope's route when he was driving when they were driving him over to the Common. They had another threat that not to go down a certain street, that there could be a possible shooter on that street. So, you know, when you look at it, people today who are high visibility have to be very concerned.
So threats like this against presidential candidates, heads of state, for dignitaries, as you said, these are very common. That it seems like they're always in danger. Do you think it's getting worse now?
Very much so, and I think it's starting to come down to lower levels, like to the senators and representatives. They have to be on guard all the time, and I see security being dropped down to lower levels because of these threats.
It sounds like you're definitely saying there's going to be more ramped up security, not just for the presidential candidates, but perhaps candidates running for all levels of office.
That's correct. Well, you know, it was kind of funny. I was reading an article just yesterday about sports and how they can't get officials because people are threatening the officials. I mean, it's at that level. People get so ramped up and excited about their kids and wanting them to be, you know, really to get into professional sports. So when they can't even get junior high officials now. They have to change the dates of the game so that the officials work, and usually everybody worked on a Tuesday. Now, I used to be a basketball official. So, you know, Tuesdays and Fridays were basically the big days when you'd have all your games. But now they have to move games so the same officials that are working Tuesday can work Wednesday and Thursday, because they just can't get them because people are so intense. So, again, I see security everywhere now.
Now, quickly, what do we know about the motives of this alleged would-be shooter, Ryan Resley Ruth?
Well, there was some initial talk of him being tied into Ukraine, and that's being fleshed out right now. Some people said he's been over there, he's been working, he tried to get recruit people to fight with the Ukrainians against the Russians, and then they found a little snippet where he doesn't like Trump, because Trump was basically saying, hey, we've got to get out of Ukraine, we're spending too much money there. So, you know, all of these will be looked at, and I think they will come up with a motive on this, Dan, and find out, because they got him right away. he seems to be very talkative, which is good. So we'll find out what's going on with him. He's, living in Hawaii, comes all the way back to the States to go to Florida to try to assassinate the president. So there's something wrong with him. I mean, as take a look at him.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there, I think. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Okay, Dan. Thank you.